Jen, you're playing with fire. You're too vulnerable. You're too unprotected. Dr. Bruce Banner and Jennifer Walters get out of their car in their driveway.
Now! What was that?
Oh! Jen! I'll finish her off. Nicholas Trask said to make sure she's finished off. Dr. Bruce Banner grabs a hose in the front lawn garden. He's looking at Jennifer Walters. She's still breathing. I have to save her. Somehow save her. This hose, I'll use it. I've seen cops use it for riot control. I've seen it on TV. It's pushing them back. It's pushing the gunman back. Dr. Bruce Banner carries Jennifer Walters into her home.
Made it! He couldn't hit us with his bullets with all that water in his eyes. Well, go after him, man. Go after them. She still may be alive.
No. No, too many shots. Too much noise. We made too much noise. We gotta split. Split right now. Dr. Bruce Banner is looking through a window. They tried to kill her. And they're getting away now. But I've got to stay calm. Only Banner can help her now. Not the Hulk. Not the Hulk.
Excuse me. We will continue with Savage She-Hulk number one after these messages. You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. All right, let's go look for our ads. What do we got here? Let's see. Nope, we're not going to learn about BB guns. Oh, there we go. All right, just gonna roughly read this. Okay, didn't really practice it ahead of time. All right.
Gum fighting do's and don'ts. The first thing to do, pick the right chew. New Hubba Bubba. The soft, juicy bubble gum with amazing no-stick bubbles. Then proceed with the simple yet effective gum fight drill. One, begin blowing bubble. Notice Hubba Bubba is incredibly large bubble. When the Hubba Bubba bubble breaks, do not be alarmed. Simply remove Hubba Bubba from your face. That's right. Simply remove and replace. Back in the mouth. Return to step one. Repeat drill 10 times. Your size is not important. The size of your bubble is. And that means choosing the right bubble gum. Hubba Bubba! Because when it comes to great big fat bubbles, nothing sizes up to a Hubba Bubba bubble. Except no substitutes. Look, this boy did. And now, instead of wearing a smile, he's wearing a paper bag over his bubble gum stuck to his face.
definitely not new, soft, and juicy Hubba Bubba bubblegum. No! Does Hubba Bubba really work? Absolutely! Hubba Bubba is gum fighter tested and approved. So, pick up a pack of new Hubba Bubba in original and mint flavor. Enjoy that soft, juicy, delicious taste. Plus, these great big Hubba Bubba bubbles that won't stick to your face. Soft, juicy, delicious. Hubba Bubba. Big bubbles, no trouble.
Okay. Hubba Bubba. Blow in your bubbles, see? Some of these people really blow. They're celebrities. Okay. Some of these celebrities haven't looked so great as time has gone on. Some of them, you're kind of wondering, why does he keep going on and on? There's others you wish they could have stayed alive. What am I talking about? Boy. You ain't a nice one. Okay. Under 20 go. Full color poster spectacular. Great for gifts. 20-inch by 28-inch posters of the most popular personalities and graphics, plus two fabulous 24-inch by 72-inch giant poster offers. 20-inch by 28-inch posters, $2.50 each. Get superstars like Kathy Bowman, James McNichols, Dirk Benedict, Vera Fawcett in L.A. Who's this Robbie guy? I don't know. Tattoo from Fantasy Island, Scott Baio, Whiskers the Cat. Also available for $2.50 each, Donnie and Marie Osmond, Parker Stevenson, Rock Band Kiss, Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta sitting on a chair, Clark Brandon, and Sean Cassidy. Also get 24-inch by 27-inch giant posters, $5 each. Giant Suzanne Anton. Yes, Giant Suzanne Anton. And Giant Scott Baio.
Wow, man, I want that.
Send check, cash, or money order. No coins accepted. To Mail Away Incorporated, 151 East 58th Street, New York, New York, zip 10022. Full color poster spectacular, great for gifts. 20-inch by 28-inch posters, $2.50 each. 24-inch by 27-inch giant posters, $5 each. Canadian and foreign orders add $1 U.S. additional in international money order. All right. Mail away! Full color poster spectacular.
All right. And what do we got here? Oh, hey. Oh, this is great. I was so into these toys. It really was a staple of the late 70s, early 1980s. you really couldn't go anywhere without seeing it around, even if you absolutely hated it, you still knew about it.
Okay.
What am I talking about? It was a movie, and it was insanely popular. Insanely popular. All right, let's go. Oops. Star Wars! Now from the greatest movie of all time comes Kenner's Star Wars Toy Collection! New Star Wars Imperial Troop Transporter. Stormtrooper Carrier Vehicle. Holds up to 11 action figures. Play 6 sounds from Star Wars, including R2-D2, C-3PO, and Stormtrooper. Assembly required. Star Wars action figures not included. Batteries not included. New Star Wars Droid Factory. Build hundreds of droids Build hundreds of droids, including R2-D2, with 31 interchangeable parts. Swinging crane transport parts through factory as Jawa's supervised production. New Star Wars Droid Factory. Jawa figures sold separately. Assembly required. New Star Wars radio-controlled Jawa Sandcrawler. Working replica of the Tatooine Desert Transporter of the Scavenger Jawas. Capture the droids, place them inside, then by wireless radio control, you make the sound control. The Sandcrawler, take them away. Okay. Sounds like a fun toy. All right. Yeah, I want to jump out of this and get back to our story. Star Wars! Down from the greatest movie of all time comes the Kenner Star Wars Toy Collection. See Kenner's exciting Star Wars Toy Collection at your favorite toy store now! You're hitting your keyboard too hard. All right, back to our story. Yes, Martin Smash. Yeah, that's what I do. Okay, smashing good time. Let's have one. Actually, you know what? Just do this really quick. All right. We now return to The Savage She-Hulk, number one. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this in Winnipeg. Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
Made it! He couldn't hit us with his bullets with so much water in his eyes.
But go after them, man! Go after them, man! She may still be alive! No! No! Too many shots! I made too much noise!
They tried to kill her! And they're getting away! I could see them outside the window! But I've got to stay calm! Calm! Only Dr. Banner can help her now. Not the Hulk. Not the Hulk.
Oops, had trouble turning the page.
She's dying. Lost too much blood. Only a fast transfusion, a blood transfusion, can save her now. But I need help. I need the equipment. I can't wait for an ambulance.
Thank you.
A doctor! A doctor! There must be a doctor nearby! It must be! My heart! My heart! It's pounding! It's pounding! I feel the strain! Try to keep cool! Try to keep cool, Dr. Banner! For Jennifer's sake, keep cool! Across the street, I see him! A doctor's residence! A home business! Okay, come on! No answer! Not a sound inside there! There's nobody home, but I can't feel her now. I can't! I can't! I can't feel her now! Dr. Bruce Banner smashes the glass of the door. With one punch, he does that. Oh, yeah. She's weakening. I can't wait any longer. I can't. I'll do the transfusion myself. My own blood. I'll give her my own blood. Okay, I still remember her blood type is the same as mine, if I got this right. Now, if I could just do it fast enough. Hang in there, kid cousin. Hang in there. You're going to make it. You've got to make it. Done! Now for the worst part. The waiting. The waiting. Slowly, maddeningly, the long, torturous minutes crawl by. Until...
Dr. Bruce, what's happening?
Oh, thank God! Thank God! Oh, thank God it's over. You made it.
Dr. Bruce Banner goes over to a telephone. Operator, get me the police. Get me the police. And minutes later, the ambulance arrives. And a police officer approaches Dr. Bruce Banner.
Hey, you're the one who phoned us, right?
We want him for questioning. Questioning.
And then back at the police station. You have no ID card. No credit cards. You got nothing. Just who are you, mister? Who?
I'm a friend. A friend of Miss Walters. A friend.
You're more than that. You're a suspect.
Suspect.
You just stay put. Until I see what the district attorney wants to do with you.
Dr. Bruce Banner thinks to himself,
the district attorney? No. If they grill me, they'll learn who I really am. I can't let that happen. I can't! I can't!
I can't let that happen! I can't! I can't! I can't!
The police officers walked back into the room where Dr. Bruce Banner was being questioned. There is a giant hole in the wall now.
What was that crash? Huge! It was a huge crash! What happened to our suspect? He's gone! And that wall! Wow, man! Look at that wall! Wow! Wow!
You have tuned into Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW 95.9 FM. You are listening to a reading of Savage She-Hulk, number 1, February, the year 1980.
Star Wars Imperial Troop Transporter that you put together. Batteries not included. Stormtrooper sold separately.
What's that?
It's my Troop Transporter. It makes 5 more sounds, too.
R2-D2, where are you?
There's the laser cannon, stun gun, and Stormtrooper.
Did he say that?
Oh, Dad.
Star Wars Imperial Troop Transporter. Stormtrooper sold separately. New from Kenner.
Rock and roll with the Ramones. is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
I need another leg.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars droid factory that you put together to make your own droids. Jawa action figures sold separately.
Hey, I made R2-D2.
You can make your own droids or follow the droid maker blueprints. By switching different tops, arms, and legs, you can make hundreds of droids, up to five at a time. The movable crane swings parts where you need them. You can even make droids with wheels.
Gotcha.
The Star Wars droid factory. Jawa action figures sold separately. New from Kenner.
It's a bomb of a show. Come on, let's not put each other down. Put myself down. Okay. All right. Put this down. It's Comic Book Radio Theater. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I read you comic books till 6 in the morning. All right. Do I have to go on the rush here? Yeah, I think I do. All right. Are you enjoying our story about the origin of She-Hulk? She-Hulk, the She-Hulk. I really like this character quite a bit. And so it was my pleasure to get a reprint copy of this comic book and then, like, read it to you. Put the music behind it and all that and stuff like that. And exactly what am I reading you? Just to be so obvious with you, I'm reading to you right now in this space on this station, Savage She-Hulk #1. It was put forth into the world February of 1980. Okay. And then when we get to the end of our story and we have some music to rejoice to, we are going to listen to something that was a compilation album that was put out in England. It was all like metal bands from England. Some of them went on two still playing today. Some of them very limited time. Who were they? They were this. Okay. They were Iron Maiden. Ever hear of them? They were just starting out. Ethel the Frog. Who were they? How about the band Nuts? And here's a band I really like their sound. They're called Dark Star. Their song Lady of Mars. So let's rewind that just again. Bring it down for you. I will play you Iron Maiden, Ethel the Frog, Nuts, and Dark Star. It's the music you get. When I'm done reading to you, Savage She-Hulk number 1 from February of the year 1980. All right, I must be off. Let's get going. And what's the station that just keeps on going? It's CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
Hi there, I'm Marshall from the Unbelievable Bargains. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Well, cool my face and blow my
hair. It's hot outside. We now... excuse me. We now return to Savage She-Hulk number 1... This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this in Winnipeg. Because it's Winnipeg. All right, let's go. And toi go.
And then, in the police officer's interrogation room... You got no ID cards, no credit cards, nothing. Just who are you, mister? Who? I'm a friend. A friend of Miss Walters. You're more than a friend. You're a suspect. Just stay put here till I see what the district attorney wants to do with you. Dr. Bruce Banner thinks to himself, oh no, the district attorney. If they grill me, they'll learn who I really am.
I can't let that happen. I can't let that happen. I can't.
Dr. Bruce Banner turns into the Incredible Hulk and he smashes a giant hole into a concrete brick wall. Okay. The police officer is going back into the interrogation room. They see the giant hole in the wall.
What was that crash? What? And what happened to the suspect? Where is he? The wall, man! Look! Look at that wall!
Okay. All right, I get this. Early the next day, Dr. Bruce Banner is sitting on a bed reading the newspaper.
Okay, there's what I want in the paper. It says, the doctor says Miss Jennifer Walters will recover. Good. N-
now that I know she's safe, I've got to leave out of here. I got to leave. They'll be looking for me sooner or later. Take good care of yourself, little Jennifer. Take good care. I did what I could. At least you'll be okay for now. But if Dr. Bruce Banner only knew. Jennifer Walters is lying in a hospital bed. She's talking to herself. Why do I feel so strange? My skin, my bones, they seem to be tingling all the time. Tingling. It must be that medicine they gave me, the nurse gave me. Must be. But what of Dr. Bruce? What of him? He was so right about Nicholas Trask. Why didn't I just listen? He saved my life. He did. If I hadn't been with him, I'd be dead. But why did he run off like that without a word? Oh! The Hulk, of course. He's the Hulk. He was afraid they'd learn his secret. But I wanted to help him. Help him.
Oops. Page coming up. There it is.
Well, I better forget about Dr. Bruce for a little while and figure a way to prove how Nicholas Trask is guilty. If only I weren't so frail and so powerless.
Okay. Three of these gangsters, Nicholas Trask's gangsters, walk into Jennifer Walters' hospital room.
Oh, who?
There she is. There she is. This is the room. It's time for your medicine, Miss Walters.
Excuse me, but I don't know you. Where's my own doctor? Where's my own doctor? Why does it take three men to bring me my medicine? Why?
You ask too many questions, lady. You ask too many questions. And you ain't gonna like the answers. You ain't gonna like the answers.
You're not my doctors, you're not!
Hold her down! Hold her down! Come on! Get it over with! Fast! Get it over with! Fast!
Even as they apply the fateful chloroform, the frantic girl's breathing grows heavy. Her pulse rate speeds up, and a burning blazing, all-consuming rage flows through her veins like hot, seething lava. Until seconds later. What hit us? What happened?
Who? How? Look! Look! Look over there!
Now, let's see how tough you are against me!
It's a girl! But look at the size of her! Amazing!
Her skin is green!
It's like she sees some kind of She-Hulk! She's a She-Hulk!
I don't care what they call her! I'm gonna polish her off!
This man shoots a gun at the She-Hulk, but she lifts up a bed, a hospital bed, and blocks the bullet.
She's lifting a whole iron bed like it's nothing!
You called me a She-Hulk? And a She-Hulk I shall be!
Come on! Move it! Out of here! Let's get out of here!
I ain't facing her again! Not for a thing! Not for anything!
Hurry!
Get in here! Get into the elevator! She's coming after us! There's no way she can get us now!
The She-Hulk goes up to the elevator and she starts tearing it apart.
They haven't reached safety yet! And they never will! It's working! I'm pulling the elevator car back up! And now...
She-Hulk punches a hole through the top of the elevator car.
She's ripping the elevator car apart to get at us! Quick! Open the door! And run for your lives!
Having a bit of mucus up the throat. Me? All right. We will return to Savage She-Hulk number one after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Happens in Winnipeg. Yes, this is the kind of thing that happens in Winnipeg. All right. Yep. Weird AF Winnipeg. Alright. Okay. Let me see if I can find any ads here that I left around. I can't remember.
I thought I had some really good ones here. No, 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 not Hostess Twinkies. No, 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 not that. Is that it? Is that it? Yes, that is. Okay. All right. All right. Guess you just forgot. All right. Oh, no. Feeling hungry now. Not good.
New electronic action toy! ROM has come! Evil is on the run! ROM's energy analyzer lights up bright red and makes strange electronic sounds. Pretend it allows ROM to see if creatures are good or evil. ROM's translator makes eerie electronic sounds and lights up. Imagine ROM has the ability to communicate with any intelligent being in the whole entire universe. ROM, the Space Knight, is a microelectronic toy from Parker Brothers. His rocket pods light up. His respirator makes realistic breathing sounds, and the three accessories showing not only light up, but make dramatic electronic sounds.
9-volt battery not included.
You can pretend he has come from a galaxy far, far away to share heroic adventures with you. Yes, you. ROM, the Space Knight, from Parker Brothers. Parker Brothers.
All right. Action toy. All right. All right. Oh, I'll do this one really quick. What is the pattern? Uh-oh. Okay, this one's hard to read, too. All right.
Defend yourself using Oriental secrets at in karate, kung fu, and judo. New home study course from a registered black belt school. Learn in your spare time. Unbeatable fighting power certificate awarded. For details, write to New Orient Karate School, Department M, P.O. Box 5, Avon, New Jersey, zip 07717. Act now! Anyone can learn! Defend yourself!
Defend yourself! All right. Defend yourself from my reading. I guess you just turn off the station. That's a good defense if you don't like the show. All right, I'm going to finish up this reading pretty good. I like the story, though. I'm just not feeling good. All right. Vroom!
Superheroes, cars, mean great fun that fits in your pocket. Listen, now you can zoom around town with your favorite superheroes. From Corgi. See, we want to make these cars just the right size and just the right price for you. So, you can stick the fun in your pocket and go wherever you want. Enough said. Vroom! Superheroes, cars, means great fun that fits in your pocket. By Corgi. Corgi.
All right. And, okay, I'll do this one and then get on with it.
You've got to build them to believe them. New from Lego, Lego Expert Builder. New from Lego, Lego Expert Builder Series. Choose your challenge. Go-kart, auto chases, farm tractor, or three new sets. Mobile crane, forklift, and bulldozer. Bulldozers. They move and maneuver just like the real thing, and you build them from scratch with gears, pistons, and universal joints that really do work. Each set builds other models too. Okay, great. You can also get spare parts and even a power pack to motorize your models. The Lego Expert Builder Series. Don't you miss out. Don't. You gotta believe them to build them. You gotta build them to believe them. New from Lego, Lego Expert Builder Series. Build them up. And, yeah, let's build our way back to our story. All right. What do you think of our story so far? I like that the She-Hulk, she's on a rampage. I like that. Okay, you know what? Let's just have her destroy things all over again. All right. We now return to Savage She-Hulk number 1 on CKUW 95.9 FM. This show, Comic Book Radio Theater, happens on the 95.9 FM out of Winnipeg. All right. Un, deux, trois, go! The She-Hulk tears apart the elevator.
They haven't reached safety just yet. No safety yet. And they never will have safety. It's working. I'm pulling the elevator car back up again. And now...
She's ripping the elevator car apart just to get at us!
Quick! Push the door open! Push the open door button! Run, 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 run! Do we still... Well, we still have a chance! But the green-skinned Amazon grows madder and angrier by the minute.
I'll get them! I'll get them! I'll get them!
Hey, hey, what's all this noise in the hallway? What's happening? Look!
What?
Who is it? I don't know, but we have to stop her.
Out of my way! All of you, out of my way! Nobody stops the She-Hulk. No one! No one! I have never felt like this before in my life. I can do anything. It feels like I can do anything. I'm throbbing with power. Throbbing with power.
Oh no! engine! How did she get down here so fast? Well, who cares? She can't outrun our car. We're in a car right now. Let's go! Stop! Driving away won't save you. Won't save you. Not from me.
The She-Hulk rips up a street sign, like a street lamp. And the car speeds away.
Step on it! Step on it! There's no telling what she's gonna do!
The She-Hulk throws the street lamp.
I have the strength now! The power! I can do anything! Anything!
She throws a whole street lamp and cuts off the tires of the car that was driving away from her.
What happened? What hit us? Oh, no! Oh, no! You won't believe it!
She-Hulk grabs one of the gangsters out of the car and tough talks him.
Come out, you little man.